Welcome to the Rise Up Ministry Mississippi podcast, where faith meets action and hope takes root. We're here to inspire, equip, and empower you to rise above the noise, step into your purpose, and be the light in your community. Whether you're tuning in from the heart of Mississippi or anywhere around the world, this is your space to grow deeper in faith, hear real stories of transformation, and discover what God is doing right here, right now. So grab your coffee, open your heart, and let's rise up together. Welcome to Rise Up Ministries podcast. I'm your host, John Kahn, and today we're exploring the essential virtue of integrity, specifically the biblical principle of letting your yes be yes and your no be no. So in our fast-paced world, promises can be easily made and just as easily broken, but Scripture calls us to a higher standard. In Matthew 5:37, Jesus instructs, "Let your yes be yes and your no be no, for whatever is more than these is from the evil one." So this teaching emphasizes the importance of truthfulness and integrity. Our words carry weight, and our promises reflect our character. When we keep our word, we honor God, building trust with others, and cultivate a reliable reputation. Biblical integrity goes beyond just keeping promises. It's about consistent truthfulness in every area of life. Proverbs 12:22 says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy." Our commitment to honesty pleases God and demonstrates our faithfulness. Integrity means our actions align with our words. It's easy to say the right things, but integrity is proven through consistent, trustworthy actions. So let's reflect on this personal testimony from Jason, a listener who shared a story with us. Jason used to make promises he couldn't keep, whether at work or with his family. It wasn't intentional deception. He wanted to please everyone. But eventually, Jason realized that his patterns of unfulfilled promises had damaged his relationships and his reputation. After recommitting himself to Christ, he began practicing careful honesty, ensuring his yes truly meant yes and his no truly meant no. Over time, Jason rebuilt trust and strengthened his relationships, discovering this profound peace and respect that comes from integrity. So here are some practical steps to ensure your words reflect biblical integrity. 1, pause before promising. Always consider carefully before committing. 2, honesty over convenience. Be truthful even when honesty is difficult. 3, follow through. Consistently deliver on promises to build trust. And 4, admit mistakes openly. When you fail to keep your word, own it openly. Apologize sincerely and take tangible steps to make amends. Integrity includes humility and accountability. When you fail to keep your word, own it and make amends. So friends, the integrity of our words matter greatly to God and those who are around us. By adhering to this simple yet powerful biblical principle, let your yes be yes and your no be no, we reflect Christ's character and build lives of credibility and trust. So thank you for joining us today on Rise Up Ministries podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and share with others who might find encouragement here. Until next time, let's rise up and live with integrity.